Hey everyone, welcome to M2F Story. Today I am going to share with you We Had Estrogen Pills Part 3, written by Janet L. Stickney. So if you are new to the channel, then please consider subscribing. And check out my Patreon, patreon.com/M2F Story. What did he mean when he said any course of action the doctors deem necessary? He means breast implants at a minimum, Janet. Jill obviously liked the idea. Nothing else? I asked, a hint of fear in my voice. You're not old enough to start with, and they won't even consider it until you have been in an approved program for 2 years. It was like a shot out of the blue that struck me right to the core of my male being. It wasn't like I was losing a symbol of my virility as much as I would be gaining a positively sign of femininity. That wasn't foremost on my mind, yet as I thought about it, I realized that I had come to like my new shape, the clothes, and how I looked. I had gradually come to realize that being a girl wasn't so bad. And having my own breasts would certainly be easier. And with the panty, I would fit in even better. I wondered what Dad would say when I said yes. Okay, I'll do it, but they have to add the breast implants for sure. I waited for the explosion. All I heard was a sigh. The director was asked to come back in, and Dad told him we would agree, but we had to have a 10-year contract. We hadn't discussed it at all. But Dad used this as leverage to make sure we would have enough of a career to make it worthwhile. The director flinched, but in the end agreed. Not much was said about it on the way home, but it weighed heavy on my mind. That night, Mom and I, alone in my room, talked about it. Face it, Janet, you all know how you sound. They were very excited about your music and have started to plan your career for you. Doing this is still your choice, of course, and we will support you if you decide to decline, but you need to think long range. I didn't know what she meant, which must have showed on my face. What I mean is, all of the advertising, videos, labels, and covers, plus touring and live performances, all mean one thing. You'll have to live as a girl full-time anyway, for 10 years at least. And living as a woman will certainly be easier on you if you do this, won't it? I said nothing, and Mom left me to ponder the question. In the morning, when I woke, I had made the decision to do it. As I looked around my room, I saw my bra, skirt, and blouse, the heels, and my makeup, none of which boys usually had in their rooms. I also knew that rather than just tolerating the clothes, I was beginning to understand that something about all of this seemed to make it more than just a costume. It was a lifestyle, and my future. I got dressed in shorts and a top, then went to find Mom. I told her I would do it, then called Fred, Bill, and Jill. We met at Fred's house, Jill and I still wearing our girl clothes. "I'm doing it," I said. They agreed to a 10-year run, which means that we'll have to live as girls all of the time, and this only makes it easier on me. "I'm in," said Jill. Fred wasn't as keen on it, but he also understood and agreed as well. We all turned to look at Bill. "Of course I'm going to support you two, but only because you need me to make sure you don't get into any trouble." 2 days later, Mom drove me to the clinic they had designated, and I met the doctor for the first time. Tall, he had a long mane of white hair and piercing blue eyes. His voice was soft yet firm as he went over every single thing that would, might, and could happen, plus all of the possible complications. When he was done, he gave me a physical, watching as I removed the panty, then he used a solvent to remove the breast forms. He did not mention the devices at all, just snorting when he examined them. "I believe that the quicker we start, the better for everyone, Janet. I'll have the nurse set up the operating room, and within an hour, we'll begin." Mom and I waited in the small room, then I was wheeled in for the operation. I was told it took 3 hours. When I woke up, I was groggy, but the twin mounds on my chest spoke loudly to me. I now had breasts of my own. My hand slipped to my groin, felt my now smaller waistline, and made sure my weapon was still there. Mom took me home a few hours later. For 3 days, I recuperated at home, hobbling around, then Mom removed the bandages and I got my first look. Mom said that the doctor did not use stitches, but a surgical glue. Surprisingly, I had almost healed up. "Put your special panty on, Janet. I'll set the glue for you." Once again, I inserted my member and pulled up the panty as Mom glued it in place. I looked in the mirror and my breasts stood out firm and pert, only slightly bigger than the fake ones I had used. "Your bras should still fit, so go ahead and get dressed. I'll be in the kitchen." Within the week, Jill and I had the bodies of young girls and had accepted our new roles in life. On Monday, we cut our first few songs. The director selected new music for us to try, some of it from the 40s, some the 50s, and some new stuff. It took a month to cut all of the songs, usually in the morning. In the afternoon, we were fitted for our stage clothes. Mom mentioned our colors, which they liked, so my wardrobe was primarily blue. Tight, short, and sexy, Jill and I were made to look very hot. We had our hair cut and styled, nails made longer, and training in makeup. Our first album was released without a single live performance. On the cover, we were posed so that our new assets were on prominent display without being lewd. I was out shopping with Jill when we saw Bill with one of our classmates. Gretchen is a tall, leggy brunette and very pretty. She was hanging on his every word, laughing and giggling in all of the right places. Looks like Bill has adjusted to stardom quite well. Our turn will come, Janet. Be patient. I wasn't jealous. I simply had not thought about males as a girl would yet. But no longer shy about dressing as a girl, I went anywhere I wanted to. But no boys yet. When our album hit the stores, we instantly became noticed, and all of us started to get fan mail, usually from overeager teenage boys with one thing on their tiny minds. And it wasn't music. We had our first gig in a huge theater that was sold out in 2 days, which really shook me. Dad said he would come along just to make sure we didn't have any trouble. But what he really meant was that he didn't want us to fall prey to our emotions. For the show, we had 2 changes of clothes. Jill and I started the show wearing our individual skirts and tops with the silver shoes. Then we wore gowns that were tight and short, low-cut enough to concern even Mom, and still in our colors. In fact, most of my fan mail was addressed to blue, while the Jill's mail was in her color red. We did 3 shows before Dad didn't come. That's the time we caught Jill in her room, naked under the sheets with one of the stagehands. Fred, Bill, and I kept silent about it, figuring that was Jill's business, but now I knew that the panty would work as advertised, and with my new body, a possibility. We had a week off, and I was glad to take the rest. Mom had filled out my wardrobe a bit, and my choices were a lot wider now. After almost 2 months, my mannerisms had become feminine, and I no longer worried about being found out. Only Dad was still having a hard time with it once in a while, especially when he caught sight of me almost nude as I raced from Mom's room to my own. With my breasts bouncing and my wider hips, there was no doubt that I not only looked like a girl, but I was acting like one now, and he was having a hard time with it. I usually wore shorts and a top around the house, maybe jeans once in a while, which Mom told me I should not do. She wanted me to wear skirts or dresses. The next day, I wore a short skirt and a top, then drove over to see Jill, but she wasn't home, so I started to drive back home when Bill walked up to the car. "Hi, Janet." I thought nothing about the way he was smiling at me and smiled back. "How about we go have lunch together?" Now, this was new because he was my friend and knew all about me. I said yes. "Great, leave your car here, I'll drive." I got into his car, then he drove us to the park. "They serve a mean hot dog here, Janet." As I got out of the car, he took my hand in his, then spun me around and kissed me. His arms went around me and pulled me closer. His tongue pushed against my lips, and I opened my mouth. It went on for a long time. Then he simply broke away and pulled me after him. He was right, the hot dog was wonderful. We walked down to the lake and sat there, side by side. I had no clue why he kissed me. Yet after all this time as a girl, with no date of any kind, I was actually relieved in a way. I felt his arm as it snaked around me, then looked up as his lips touched mine again. "Jill and Fred are a couple now, and I thought that you and I..." My lips touched his, and he fell silent. Those few hours with Bill changed my whole outlook. Up to then, I had accepted the fact that my dressing as a girl would ensure my future, which is why I agreed to have the surgery in the first place. I had no thought about boys in any way, especially as a girl, but I knew that my fan mail was from teenage boys and not girls. I know that they were reacting to me as a female, not a star. At least that's what I told myself every time I read one of those letters. But it was getting hard to deny the truth. Every time I undressed, I saw the naked reality. I had my own breasts now, my babies, I called them. Wider hips and, thanks to the panty, a vagina, just like every other girl. Even though I wore the panty, it was becoming hard to not think of myself as a girl now. Mom even commented on it once in a while. At first, when I was at home, I would relax and let the overtly feminine gestures fall away. Now I never did. Doing makeup and hair was becoming second nature now, as was wearing a bra every day. My gradual transition had gained speed without me realizing it, and now Bill had brought it all home to me. He thought of me as a female now and reacted to me just like any male would around any girl he liked. The fact that he knew the truth didn't seem to matter to him. What mattered now was how I looked at my life. Was I a male dressing as a female? Or was I now so much a female that there was no going back? We had 3 away dates where we were going to introduce 4 new songs. And as I packed my things, Mom came in and shut the door, then sat on the bed. What's the matter, honey? I could never lie to her, so I didn't try. Bill? He's attracted to you, isn't he? I nodded my head, yes. And you're thinking of being more than a friend? Another nod, yes. I kept packing my clothes while Mom watched. Good girls don't do what you're thinking of, Janet, and you know that. But Jill and Fred? I'm not concerned about what they do, Janet. I'm only concerned about you. She lay back on the bed, then smiled that wistful smile of hers. I'm not a prude, Janet, and I know that you can't get pregnant. I expect that you two will find a way no matter what we say. I know your father and I did. I snapped around to look at her. Never mind. She sat up and took my hand in hers. Janet, you're almost an adult and you know what is right and what's wrong. Just be careful. I hugged her as I finally realized that I could not, would not ever be a male again. Mom knew it too. For the trip, I wore a sundress. Fred drove, Jill next to him, Bill and I in the back seat, Mrs. Wilson behind us. Now that we had a strong following, the company always shipped our instruments ahead for us. If the gig was close, say under 1,000 miles, we always drove the van we had bought. I felt Bill's hand on my leg, slowly moving back and forth. Since our parents would not let us travel alone, one of them always came along. In a way, I was glad because Bill was turning me on. We had a 2-month layoff after that. So Mom and I redecorated my room in a more feminine way, adding a vanity, new carpet, and a canopy bed, which I picked out myself. No longer shy about how I looked, I had begun to try different styles of clothes, some of which really looked good on me. Like wearing the black corselet. Satin and thin lace, it accented my 23 in waist while pushing my breasts up, out, and together. I had tried it on with black hose and my black heels and a small ribbon around my neck. My hair now hung down my back, so I used a black bow to hold it away from my face and was looking in the mirror when Mom walked in on me. Damn! I turned to face her, knowing that I looked just sexy as hell. Like it? The question I have is, where do you plan on wearing that? I smiled at Mom and said nothing, but she knew. I know she did. After she left the room, I slipped a dress over my head, the green one, and grabbed my purse. I was going to find Bill. He drove towards the park, but I told him to drive over to the hotel instead. I waited while he got a room. Then we went up in the elevator, silent as we both knew what was going to happen, but wondering why. Up to now, I had been an ice queen no matter how much he tried to change that, and yet here I was, ready for him. As Bill opened the door, I walked in and stood in the middle of the room, waiting. He came to me, held me, then kissed me. I felt his hand as it grabbed the zipper. Then the almost silent whir as he pulled it down. Stepping back, I sloped my shoulders, letting the dress fall to the floor, kicked it away, and stood there. Bill was excited, and I reached out to unbuckle his pants, then went to my knees to pull them down. He stepped out of them even as I yanked his briefs down, exposing his raging manhood right at my eye level. Without a thought, I reached out and took it in my hand, stroking it, the velvety hardness so familiar yet different. He stood there silent as my lips touched him. Then all at once, I took him, my tongue finding the base. His hands held my head for a moment, then I stood up, leaving him panting. I stepped back even as my hand pulled the ribbon out of my hair, but he stepped up and untied the laces of the corselet. I let it fall, pushed the hose down, and stood there wearing nothing but the ribbon around my neck and a smile. He took my hand and led me to the bed. His hairy chest invited me to run my fingers through it, and I did just that as his hand found my breast. Then his lips sucked in the nipple and drove me crazy. I wanted to watch him, but he rolled me over, then lay on me, probing, then all at once I felt him enter. Bill held my hands in place as he stroked, growing faster and faster until at last he expended, then fell off me. For him it was enough, but I still wore the panty, and I needed more. Naked, I ran to the bath, got a warm wash rag, and returned. I cleaned him slowly, then my hands found his weaponry. As I massaged him, he grew stronger, then I took him again. He lay there as my head moved up and down, then he began to buck, filling me. I had stepped over the line of my own maleness, but as a woman, I had satisfied my man, and I was ready to do it again. I felt no shame at what I had done. Instead, I felt very happy. I lay next to Bill, letting him hold me tightly. I lay there, content in myself, knowing that I had just confirmed my own femininity. I had known for a long time now that I never wanted to be a male again, and this was my way of confirming it to myself. Bill started stroking my back, then his hand found my breast. He proved his manhood again. Then I cleaned up, dressing just as I had when I left the house. Bill took me back to my car and I drove home, a very contented girl. Moms have a radar that can sense changes in the force, I think. And the minute I walked in the house and she saw me, she wagged her finger at me, and we went out on the patio. Janet Lynn, you did it and don't deny it. You went out and seduced Bill. It's written all over your face, and given what you had on when you left, I'm not surprised. I said nothing, preferring to wait. Even if I wasn't born a female, I had come to love everything about being a female, and now that I had shown that to Bill, I wasn't about to give up any part of it. Mom knew that, of course, she and I had talked about it. Maybe we should talk to a Dr. Janet. I think you and I both know that you might as well enter a program and become the woman you really are. I entered the program under a different name and kept on performing. The name we chose for the band was the Barbie Boys. It made sense to us and really didn't care what anyone else thought. Jill had started a program about a month before I did. We had to keep it a secret so that we weren't torn apart in the tabloids. We all ended up using tutors because of our schedule, which had grown hectic after the release of our last album. The director found a new writer, and we began to redo many songs using new techniques to bolster our sound. In less than a year, I had to abandon the breast implants, 6 months later, the panty. A month later, Jill and I had our surgery to become females, and while we were in the hospital, we won the Grammy. The end. That's it for today. Hope you have enjoyed it. If you do, then be sure to subscribe for the next part of this story and show your support on Patreon.